Amen, brother. Heaven, amen, amen. So we're just praising God for you as our pastor comes forth to give us a word. Russell T. Perkins, amen and amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we're here again on another Resurrection Sunday, spared from the dangers of this world, spared from the ravages of all the stuff that's in the world. And Lord, you have made a grace path for us to be here today. And Lord, we're thankful. Lord, we ask your blessing as we stand before you. Lord, we ask that you bless every soul under the sound of my voice. And Lord, that you do something, hallelujah, wonderful and life-changing for your people. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We lift you high, Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. While you're standing, if you would, we're going to read the scriptures. We've got about 14 verses today. So starting at Matthew, the 28th chapter, verses 1 through 10. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And we know that the sepulcher is the tomb of Jesus. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which is crucified. He is not here. Can I get somebody to say that? He is not here, for he is risen. Somebody say, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where they lay, where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Hebrews 9, 13 and 14. I don't believe Elder Brasher knew this scripture was here when he got to talking about the Old Testament sacrifices. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Jesus, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hebrews 7, 15 and 16. And yet it's far more expedient for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. We trust God will bless the reading of his word. You can be seated. My thought comes from Hebrews 7, verse 15. And it is yet far more evident, for after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priests. And the thought is, another priest has arisen. Hallelujah. While the praise team was singing a song that they mentioned to me the other night at rehearsal, came to my heart. For the sake of keeping people from running out of the church, I won't sing. But I've got a quote part of the, it's called No Greater Love. Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. That's love. They hung him high and stretched him wide. He hung his head. For me, he died. That's love. That's love. That's not how the story ends. 3 days later, he rose again. That's love. That's love. You may have heard me read, as I read the scripture from Hebrews 7, a name, Melchizedek. Now, y'all don't get nervous and y'all don't get happy. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on Melchizedek. But I'm going to point out some things that the Lord has put on my heart. So, back tucked away in the 14th chapter of Genesis, there's a record of a mysterious character that Abraham met after the slaughter of the kings. He was a king. He was a priest. His name was Melchizedek. And, sometimes confession is good for the soul. When I first, many, many years ago, read Genesis 14, I could not tell from the scripture who paid tithes to whom by the wording of it. I couldn't tell if Melchizedek paid Abraham tithes or Abraham paid Melchizedek tithes. But praise God, any cloudiness and befuddlement in my mind was cleared up when I finally got in my reading to the book of Hebrews. And it talked about Melchizedek receiving tithe from Abraham long before the Levitical priesthood was in existence. Hallelujah. And then, which was Elder Brasher was talking about the bulls and goats. But even long before that, there was a payment of tithes from Abraham to Melchizedek. And then in the book of Hebrews, and it's in there for like 3 or 4 chapters, this mysterious figure tucked away in Genesis 14 and mentioned very briefly in Psalm 110, hallelujah, a psalm of David, a psalm where they talk about the king, priest, hallelujah, priest called Melchizedek. And it says, and let me just quote it exactly, Psalm 110, verse 4, the Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. And we find out in the scripture that there's another priesthood coming. Hallelujah. That reaches back before the Levitical priesthood, before they even used the bulls and goats to hold back the wrath of a holy God year by year. It was an external thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. It was a prefigure of the Lord Jesus Christ coming as high priest and offering. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, the priest would make an animal an offering, but the priest wasn't the offering. He was the offerer. But in the New Testament, something new happened, praise God. There was a new covenant. There were new and better promises. There was a man, praise God, hallelujah, by the name of Jesus who wrapped himself in flesh. He was the God of gods, hallelujah. Heavens of heavens wouldn't contain him. He was bigger than heaven, praise God, because, hallelujah, at one time he spoke everything into existence. How you know that? I'm glad you asked that question. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. And the Word was made flesh, talking about Jesus, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And after a while, we found out that another priest has arisen. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he rose not just, hallelujah, just to get up for a little back while, like Lazarus did, and go back. Hallelujah. But the scripture I read in Hebrews 7 put it kind of plain. He said he rose up in the power of an endless life. Praise God. And he said he came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. He came that we might be able to get some of that abundant life, some of that eternal life, some of that power in our lives so that we don't have to do everything. The saints are not supposed to have the can't happens. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be able to overcome the stuff. Hallelujah. The sin and the weight that does so easily beset us. And we're supposed to be able to run this race with patience. Hallelujah. Not in our own strength, but in the strength of the priest. This other priest, hallelujah, mentioned almost in passing in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. And here comes Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who laid his life down. Who allowed them to treat him worse than they treated the Old Testament animals. Hallelujah. He was marred more than any man, Isaiah 52 said. Hallelujah. And they tortured him and beat him. They lied on him. They stripped him of his garments. Hallelujah. They stretched him wide, the song says. The scripture says that too. Hallelujah. He couldn't cover himself. He didn't have a stitch of clothes on. I don't mean to be that rough, but that's how it was. Hallelujah. It was scandalous and shameful. It was horrific. Hallelujah. Praise God. And guess what? His top lieutenants ran. Hallelujah. His very top lieutenant, Peter, denied him three times. Hallelujah. Only the sisters. And the apostle that Jesus loved that laid on his breast were mentioned as being anywhere close to the cross. Hallelujah. Another priest. Isn't it? It's almost like a mystery you read in a book or on a television program that at the beginning they introduce a little character, kind of shadowy, and you don't hear much about him. And you think, oh, nothing, that was just a mailman. That was just somebody in the Genesis, the fourth chapter. Hallelujah. And then somewhere in there, tucked in there, there's one verse in the book of Psalms. I think it's significant that it is a Psalm of David, because Jesus came as the son of David. He came at the root and offspring of Jesse. Hallelujah. In Psalm 110, verse 4, he's mentioned again. We hear no more of him. He's not mentioned in the Gospels. Hallelujah. In the epistles attributed to Paul, y'all hear how I said that? He's not mentioned. In the epistles attributed to Peter and John, he's not mentioned. Hallelujah. In the book of Revelation, he's not mentioned. But in the book of Hebrews, we got three, four chapters that that allude to him, that refer to him. Praise God. We find out, praise God, hallelujah, that he's a picture of the Christ at a minimum. Hallelujah. His name is Melchizedek, the King of Peace, praise God. And Jesus came, hallelujah, as the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the bright and morning star, the lily of the valley. So if you're in a valley, hallelujah, invite the lily of the valley into it, beautify it, hallelujah. He comes, hallelujah, to deliver us out of our messes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And here on Resurrection Sunday, aren't you glad that another priest has arisen? Hallelujah. Those Old Testament priests, hallelujah, they were just like me and you. They were raised up. They took baths and stuff. They put on pretty clothes. Hallelujah. And they presided over the rituals, the external things, and they were due respect, praise God, hallelujah. But they could only take us too far, hallelujah. I was blessed to go to Moses McKissick Elementary School in Nashville. We had a principal, Dr. Ivanetta Davis, who was the wife of the president of TSU. She knew every child's name in that school, grades 1 through 6. The principal would walk up. Most of us live in the housing project. The teachers didn't just wait to the parent-teacher conference. They'll walk up in the projects and knock on your door and ask for your mama if you acted up in class. I used to have to take notes home. Talking about a certain member of our family who has gone on to be with the Lord, his teacher would entrust me with notes to my mom and them about his behavior, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and I would take them. And as great as my first grade teacher was, Miss Hazel Thomas, hallelujah, I could read by God's grace before I got to first grade, because my mama taught me how to read. Hallelujah. But Miss Thomas taught me a whole lot of stuff. As great as she was, praise God, as good as she had us singing, "Now I Know My ABCs," when I got to 12th grade at Pearl High, I shouldn't have been singing that same old song, praise God. Hallelujah. I needed the alphabet to read. I needed my ABCs to read the most complicated history and science books. Hallelujah. But it was all fulfilled. Hallelujah. It's all encapsulated. The Old Testament law is not done away. It's a schoolmaster to bring us into something bigger. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I'm not singing "Now I Know My ABC," but if I couldn't sing that, hallelujah, I could not have learned law. I could not have learned history. Do you get what I'm saying? That's what Jesus did. He fulfilled everything. He took everything and wrapped it up, hallelujah, all the power of God, all the grace of God, all the love of God, all the foreverness of God, praise God, and wrapped it up in a 33-year span, hallelujah, where he committed no sin, hallelujah. He walked among us, hallelujah. He dwelt among us, praise God, and we actually got to behold, hold his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, praise God, hallelujah, without sin, you know, the Passover lamb that those Levitical priests offered were a male of 1 year, without blemish. If he had like a little mole, no, we can't use you. You go into the rejects section. You go into the reject corral, hallelujah, we can't use you. Hallelujah. Why did he want a male lamb? Because it was a picture of the Son. Y'all get that? The Son. Hallelujah. Every male sheep they kill
was a son. Hallelujah. And now Jesus comes. Hallelujah. 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 Shielding, but not abandoning his glory. Because every now and then he get the disciples a glimpse. On the Mount of Transfiguration, he shone like a star up there. And they got scared. They fell dead. They were afraid. Hallelujah. Because they got a glimpse. When you get in the presence of the Holy, hallelujah, so you can't be cool about it. Something has to change, praise God. Hallelujah. And we have to repent. Hallelujah. They didn't hear from heaven. There was no prophetic word. Hallelujah. For 400 years. That means generations and generations of them did not hear any word from the Lord. And not only that, for 500 years, there were no miracles. And here comes John the Baptist, praise God, of the tribe of Levi. How you know that? His daddy was a priest, a Levitical priest. Of the tribe of Levi, preaching what? Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is right here, y'all. Hallelujah. And then here comes Jesus of the tribe of Judah, of the offspring, the root and offspring of Jesse. Who's Jesse? Jesse's David's father. Hallelujah. Who's David? Hallelujah. The stripling that got anointed to be king, who came out of the sheepfold, and God made him king. And through that line, hallelujah, the Savior would come. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And there was a woman in Shiloh. Hallelujah. Her name was Hannah. I'm not going to belabor this. Hallelujah. She prayed. She prayed. She prayed. Her heart was broken. Hallelujah. Because she was barren. I wonder if anybody in here knows what it feels like to go through a barren season. Hallelujah. Not knowing when the fruitfulness would come. Not knowing when the blessing would come. Not knowing if the blessing would come. Hallelujah. And she was barren. And she, her husband had another wife. You know there's trouble in paradise. And he had another wife. And she had children. She paraded them in front of him. She harassed her. And she came to the temple, to the tabernacle, I'm sorry. The word says temple. The description says temple. We know it wasn't no temple yet. It was in the tabernacle, in Shiloh. The priest was there. She was praying. She prayed bitterly. She wept. The priest thought she was drunk. Hallelujah, but she wasn't. Hallelujah. And she prayed. And they had a conversation in 1 Samuel 1. And the priest, after hearing her prayer request, said, it's going to happen for you. Hallelujah. She came up the next year. She told him, yeah, it happened. Well, word, it happened the next year. Finally, after the child was weaned, she brought him up. Hallelujah. And that child, hallelujah, named Samuel. Samuel came and anointed David to be king while he's a little stripling. Hallelujah. Not much older than my grandson, Jonathan. Probably about 12, 13, 14 in that. He was a tween or an early teen. Anointed to be king. Went back to the sheepfold. Praise God. Faithful over a few things. Rulers over many. Hallelujah. While he there, hallelujah, he killed a lion and a bear with a bare hand. I ain't hear no grown-up shepherd with that testimony. And then when Goliath came, praise God, who was it? The stripling, anointed to be king, but faithful over his father's sheep. Hallelujah. Even when he was sent on the errand, what did he do? He left his father's sheep with a keeper. Jesus, the son of David, when he left the scene, hallelujah, when he was resurrected, when he had a 40-day seminar, hallelujah, when he was ascended up to heaven, when the day of Pentecost came, praise God, and the Holy Ghost fell, praise God, hallelujah, he left his sheep with a keeper. It's called the Holy Ghost, one to go alongside us. Praise God. We're able to walk in new power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because another king, another priest has arisen. Hallelujah. One not like any other priest before, not like any other priest since. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he's still interceding for us. He's still interceding for us. He's still interceding for us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise. Hallelujah. Somebody in here ought to be glad about Resurrection Sunday. Somebody ought to be glad. Hallelujah. He didn't leave you in your sin. Hallelujah. He called. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Victory in our lives. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He put that old slew foot under his feet. Hallelujah. We don't have to be afraid of nothing. No devil from hell. No cancer, no sickness, no nothing. Hallelujah. If we got Jesus, praise God. If we got the... off for a while. But anyway, y'all didn't even tell me. Y'all don't even love me. That's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all right. Praise God. I ain't mad at you. I love y'all. Even if y'all don't love me. But anyway, let's get back to Jesus. All right. Hallelujah. You got to make up your mind. Say, Perkins, isn't it? Doesn't Jesus do the work? Hadn't Jesus done the work? Yeah. But you got to make up your mind. The Bible says that first must be a willing mind. Why? Because the God I serve does not force himself. Even when something miraculous happened. Even when Paul was knocked off his beast. Hallelujah. And had that encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Paul still had a choice. And there was something in him. He had persecuted the church. He had caused women and men to be killed and thrown in prison just for mentioning the name of this other priest who has arisen. Hallelujah. But his response was, after Jesus told him who he was really persecuting, Lord, what would you have me to do? Somebody in here needs to ask that question. I don't care how long you've been saved. I don't care how long you've been hanging around the church. Lord, what would you have me to do? Because he's not going to make you repent. He's not going to make you surrender. Now, he can bring the heat in the kitchen and make you, hallelujah, at the point where you are ready to be broken before him. But he still requires, hallelujah, for us to surrender under his mighty hand. What we really don't know sometimes, no matter how high our life goes, no matter what accomplishments we make, no matter how great a family God has blessed us with, and you could have great health, a great mind, hallelujah, able to overcome stuff, hallelujah, in a season of your life, praise God. No matter what, how good it might seem, no matter how people are bragging on you about how good a person you are, hallelujah, praise God. Most people don't know and have to be reminded how much we really, really need Jesus. Until you wake up in a hospital bed, you don't know, you might not really know how much you need him to get up in the morning. Until you stand at some bedsides and some gravesides, you might not know, hallelujah, that we can't take a breath without him. Until you see somebody, some brilliant person you love with all your heart, not able to remember something from 1 minute to another, you might not realize how much you need the Lord just to help you think, just to help you know who you are. Hallelujah. Just to know, as we heard one of the elders say, that red means stop and green means go. Until you get there, until you observe it, until you have that sensitivity, you don't know how much you need. Well, you're going to work. You're driving cars. You're buying food. You're having family gatherings. Praise God. You're laughing. Life is good. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life and that more abundantly. He's got something more. He's got something greater than that, that gives you what we call, hallelujah, real joy. And happiness is what happens. It's circumstantial and temporary. But joy is no matter what. Aren't you? Somebody in here may have been appalled once when you went to a funeral and people were rejoicing. I said, that don't seem respectful. Aren't they sad? Did they love whoever they're celebrating this day? Hallelujah. But saints, when you get Jesus, you can walk and chew gum. You can hurt and rejoice. You can be sad and praise him. You can get up in the morning, hallelujah, hallelujah, rejoicing and praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Your body might be weak that morning. Your mind might be real weak that morning. Hallelujah. But you can praise him, hallelujah, because another priest, hallelujah, not like any other before or any since, another priest has arisen. And he rose with all power in his hand. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. You need him more than you think you do. I need him, the songwriter says, every hour. Most precious Savior. And all God's people say, all God's people say, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless the speaking of your word, the proclamation of your word in the ears of those who hear today and those who will hear later. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.